Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Master of the Nice Caster.
What? Oh.
No.
He's mastering the Nice Cast.
That's
and it is a nice cast, I gotta say. And listening to the intro there, copyright 2006, this is like year four for the Jabbercast, I think. Six, seven, eight, nine, yeah.
That's correct.
Wait, one, two, yeah. That's right. Hey. Yeah.
He can add. That's awesome. How you doing today, Big JD?
Not too bad. Nice to get out, actually. I've been cooped up for days.
How come you coop yourself up like that?
On chapter 12 of the new book already. I'm like almost half done.
Now, how can you be writing a new book and shopping the old book?
I have a system in mind.
Oh, I see.
I want to have the second book ready when the other one gets published.
Oh, you're smart. That's a good idea. Are you pretty certain that the first book will get published?
Well, I'm not 100% sure that it's going to get picked up, but I will self-publish at the right time if I have to. I've had some actual offers from I don't know what you wouldn't call them. One in particular is a regular publisher, but you got to pay for it. And it's not the assisted self-publishing, but that's what they do. And a lot of them have turned to that just because of the way things are. And they make you, they'll have you pay for their service, but they'll do everything, publish it basically traditionally, except that you're paying the bill.
And what is the bill? What are you paying for? Do they still put out?
That's like, huge.
Is it like they put out like 10,000 books or whatever it is? Like they do.
It's all real. They put the books in the stores. They do the whole shebang as if they actually offered you a deal, you know, which, you know, they won't take anything, but I mean, they'll, and it was a big process. I've been going through a big process with this company and having them, they read my manuscript. They sent me, you know, within their company, they send, you know, notes and some synopsis to whoever would handle this for me. And then it took about a week before they made up the proposal and how much it would cost and a payment plan if I wanted to go that way and what they would do and, you know, a whole thing. And it was like, I'd say over maybe a 3-week period to go through all that with them. Whereas the other ones, I mean, you can just order assisted self-publishing online and go from there and they just start the process and you'll do your book, you know. But this is the real deal. But this is like, you're talking about $10,000-$11,000 for a book. Whereas assisted self-publishing, I mean, I could go through a thing if I wanted to, you know, do most of the legwork and everything for probably $1,500. Hmm. But this is like the real deal, but you pay. So, but that's just kind of out of the question.
You want me to put up some money for it?
Oh, you just want the air miles.
I want the air miles. No, I want a piece of the action.
Oh, okay. That would be it. I'll give you the air miles. No, I don't know. But we don't know what would happen afterward. What if it's a flop? You get nothing.
Then we get nothing. That's right. That's a risk that I'm sure somebody's willing to take. Somebody who has $10,000.
If you're willing to take it, I'm in. We can talk about it post-show.
Well, I'm not thinking of me. I'm thinking of people with money who are looking for some return on their cash.
If there's somebody around that's interested in funding, yeah. Because I've been getting some really good feedback on people like avid novel readers that are checking out the book. So that's really good. And I got some good feedback from them, actually, from that company. And they actually sent me, somebody had written some type of synopsis explaining the book to, you know, for the company.
Yeah.
And they put it in their words, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that thing was the most phenomenal thing about my book I ever read. I will use it as my synopsis. And, you know, I wrote it, and to me, it's, you know, it's mainstream fiction, and it's, I like the story, and it could be a movie. It's just like a good all around thing. You know what I mean? It's to me, I don't look at it and think, wow, that's the next big thing. That's the, you know, this, incredible mystery or suspense thriller, the next big thing. You know, I don't feel like that.
Right.
But when other people read it, they, you know, they like it. And this particular synopsis made it sound like it was really something. And when you read it, you think, wow, that's got to be a good book. And I'm like, I don't get it.
That's going to be a good book.
But I mean, I wrote it, and you know, you're always kind of your own worst critic. Not that I criticize it, but I mean, to me, it just, I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I wonder if my wife is an avid reader. She's always reading a book.
She should read my manuscript, if she would. I would be honored.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else going on in your... Yeah, she's nodding. She's in the room with us. She wants to read Big JD's book. Anything else going on? Besides being cooped up and...
just all the usual stuff, man. I'm cooped up doing all kinds of work.
Are you
hoping
still,
that something pans out?
Are you still physiotherapying or
not at this time? No, I've put in for some treatment plans and they just knock them down. So that's all. I can't do anything about that at this time.
They knock them down.
Yeah, insurance company says no, we can't. We're not paying for that.
We're done paying.
Okay.
For you. Are they just done?
You want me to be better, but you don't want to pay for it.
Oh,
I can't figure out that logic myself. But
So. You think they're done, period? Or they're just waiting for the...
No, I don't think they're done. I mean, they have obligations for the next 10 years, but it depending on what the treatment plan is or what happens at the interviews they, you know, put me into as far as, you know, what kind of treatment plan I should have or, you know, being seen by their doctors and medical people and so forth. And, you know, the last guy said, oh, he doesn't need this, but he needs this. And they don't do anything about it. So what can I really do? You know what I mean? I suffer at their expense.
Yes, you do.
And there is no expense for them. But in a manner of speaking, I suffer at their expense. So that's the way it is. The suffering.
Should I put on some suffering music?
Yeah. A little violin music, perhaps, or something. But I just go with it, you know. And yeah, so that's what's up with me. All the same stuff. Busy, busy, busy. A lot going on. But we'll do a whole show on that sometime. What's going on here? Anything?
I'm back to work after the, you know, bit of a layoff. This was my first week.
And then did you have some kind of spa or something after? Or were you off again, like, after? What do you mean you're just back to work now? You've been back for a little while.
No, this was my first... Well, we had worked for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. The two on, two off thing.
No, two on, one off.
Okay.
Two on, one off. So this is the second time around of two on, one off.
So you're on for one. Tomorrow.
Actually, we're going to work 3 weeks in a row because they want a day shift on all the time. So they have to mix it up again.
Oh, so you got to work 3 weeks now.
3 weeks in a row. And then I get March break off.
Oh, okay.
So sweet.
What's that mean? You get March break off. Oh, yeah. That's in the 3 weeks, though?
Yeah, it just turns out to be our
week. So what is that, your third week or second week? When is it out of the 3 weeks?
Well,
when's March break week?
That is the third week.
And how come the whole week? Nobody gets March break off the whole week. You might get Friday to Monday.
No. It's our layoff. That happens to be my layoff week is the March break. So with the 3 weeks that just went by,
yeah,
we got the middle week off. Mm-hmm. So last week I was back to work. Then now the next 3 weeks starting tomorrow,
right,
on Monday, we get the last week off of those 3 weeks. So I get the whole week off and it happens to land on March break.
Okay.
Compris?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you have to work 3 weeks.
Yes, and last week was the first week that of my 3 weeks that I got to work. It's kind of confusing.
But I thought you got to work, normally you would right now would work 3 weeks and be off one.
So no, you work two, four. Then off one.
But you said now they want you to do 3 weeks because of such and such.
It's just the way it works out.
Just whatever it is, it's
just
all
know
right,
that
I guess.
in 6 weeks, I get two of those weeks off, and one of those weeks is the March break week. That's okay.
And what are you doing for March break?
Going somewhere?
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. Hopping in the car.
I smell a remote show. A couple of them, maybe.
You could smell it, is right. Actually, I know that.
Why don't you go to my cousin's retreat? San Fran.
Oh, go back to the West Coast.
You're not going anywhere far like that, are you?
No, fly just away. In the car. We're just hopping in the car and going somewhere. I know that the weekend.
Why don't you just go in the car?
Go to California?
No, just go in the car for the week. In the driveway.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, very inexpensive vacation.
Live in the car, just in case.
Just go in the car for a week.
Just in case it resorts to having to live in the car.
We'll get used to it. Yeah, it might too.
You never know. You just never. We'd live in a van.
Till some mad, crazy Mad Max guy comes and steals them away from us for the gas.
Don't steal my gas. I guess that's all that's going on around here.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
From around the world is right. In Saudi Arabia, Saturday, they tore two Siamese twins in half.
They tore them.
Yeah. That's how they do it in Saudi Arabia.
And where were they joined at, Big JD?
Someplace that needed to be torn. To me, it looks like, sort of looks like it in the face, but I'm not really sure where they were actually joined. They have them, from the pictures I see, it looks like it's somewhere around the hip area or something, but they had to do much separation of veins and major arteries and everything. That's a big job. And when you think of Saudi Arabia, you don't really think of that. You know, major operations like that go on in a place like that. Do you?
Well, I don't.
They must have some major, you know, medical there, surgeons and.
They got the best of everything there, dude.
Wow.
It's Saudi Arabia. It's like.
They got the best oil.
Well, that's the thing. The oil's paying for everything. It's nice there.
Well, these two are expected to lead normal lives now.
So what made you think it was joined at the face? Their heads are totally apart.
No, I was thinking that maybe they had already taken them apart, put them both in the same thing, because one's got something all over the side of his face, but it might just be taped up stuff or something. Sometimes they're joined at the head, you know, on the side of the head or something. Yeah. But I didn't actually see where.
That doesn't look like the case there.
Veins and arteries, though, that was the big thing for them. And also the fact that this procedure was the 21st of its kind to be formed in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
See?
That's a lot.
That happens all the time there.
And they're performed free as part of King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz's
Saud.
Philanthropic initiative.
Oh, really? Well, that's cool. So he's just paying for them for free. You can go to college there for free. You can become a doctor if you wanted for free.
Yeah, but not. We couldn't go there and do that.
No, you have to be a Saudi resident. Mm-hmm. So you can take your kids out of the desert, go into the city. And
but then they never let them leave, though, to go get a real job.
You're right, absolutely. But most of those people are relatively religious, and they stick to the desert area. That's where they want to be. Some of them come
go to school, be a lawyer, and then back to the desert for you.
Desert law.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
What else is going on?
Paul Harvey died.
He did.
For the rest of the story.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. 90 years old, though.
Well, that's a long life, though.
That's a good long life. Way to go. He's been a broadcaster since the 40s.
What if he's related to Alex Harvey and the Alex Harvey Band?
Could be.
Wasn't that a band that Johansson was in? The Alex Harvey Band, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be Johansson.
Could be his kid, for all I know. I have no idea. But anyway, the broadcaster legend, Paul Harvey, passed away. Also this week, Stephen Page quit the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, yeah? Which guy is that?
He's the guy who got caught in the room.
He's the big guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
Got caught in what? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
What happened?
This was in the news on the Jabbercast last summer. He got caught in a room in North Carolina with two women, some coke, and some weed.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say with a little boy or something.
No.
So what about that?
So that has nothing to do with the fact that they split up. Supposedly, he got rehabbed, and he's apparently good to go now. And he went back to the band and said, I got all these solo projects to do. I guess he's writing music for a play that's going to go on at Stratford, and he's got another solo project. He wants to make some of his own music. He wants to go into a studio and record that. Meanwhile, the band's waiting for him to record their next album.
Wow.
They said...
So he's not out, though.
Yeah, they...
Or he says he's out.
No, they said it was a mutual thing. They said, okay, well, we want to go to the studio. And he says, well, you guys go ahead. I'll leave the band. He says, it's probably the best thing for me. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years. So he sings, I'm going to say, 65% lead vocals in that band. So that's going to be tough to go on the road and sing, you know, all those tunes.
I got a postcard from a chimpanzee.
He's good. He's a really good singer, I think. He's got a wicked range, and he's awesome to look at on stage. Puts on a really good show. So it should be interesting. Bare Naked Ladies without their, well, I'm going to say lead singer, but you know what I mean, Jelly Bean. Hmm. And also, the new Kindle came out this week.
Oh, right.
Little thin. It's like as thin as a pencil.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I got an email to the tune of you watching it being unpacked by Leo. Was that something from you?
Oh, I put that in my Twitter.
Okay, I saw it
in
somewhere, yeah.
My Twitter goes to my Facebook. You probably looked at my Facebook status.
It must have been where it was.
Yeah. Yeah, he was opening up one. They're not available in Canada. But the cool thing about a Kindle is it's lifetime internet. Basically, there's a browser built into the Kindle.
Yeah, but you can't just browse anywhere.
You can browse anywhere.
Specific, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Positively.
You can just browse the internet on that anytime, anywhere.
Yep. It's not a very good browser. 16 levels of gray for images.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
You can just browse anywhere.
Yes,
you can browse. I thought it was just connect to places where you can get books and do whatever you had to do. Like,
nope. You can actually go on the internet. Mind you, like I said, it's a limited browser.
And it's big money. Isn't it?
$359 American.
I guess it's not too bad.
Yeah. They interviewed a homeless guy in San Francisco, and he bought one of these. He says, well, what's the deal?
We should have had this for Tech Talk.
You're a homeless. Well, I guess.
But we already did that.
Yeah. You're a homeless guy. We're like, for one thing, where'd you get $359?
Where did he?
And why?
Government.
And why did us? Why'd you buy Kindle? He goes, I'm on the street. I can get free internet anywhere I go. From the rest of the
would be sweet if you can make some kind of cable to connect to your laptop and utilize that internet as if it was a cell phone. You know what I mean?
Like tether it, you mean?
Exactly. Teether. Tether.
Teether?
But.
Anyway, yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting. I guess Hearst.
Can you use it for webmail, I wonder? If you connect to your provider and email from the web?
Well, you go to your Google Mail inside your browser. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so $359. The books are $10. And I'm going to have a story on Tech Talk dealing with the new Kindle.
Oh,
but I'm just
letting
you know.
That's what he's got up his sleeve.
I'm letting you know that it was available. And I saw Natalie Del Conte on the early show. She's this new tech chick.
Do you think if you were a chick, you'd want to have that last name through high school and
Del
grade
Conte.
School? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And... She's doll pretty. That's what she looks like. She looks like a doll. And she's a tech chick. So she's got two things going for her. So she knows some tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't really know tech stuff. That's right. The thing that really irks me about her, that she wants to come across, because she hangs out and does shows with a lot of people who are tech savvy. They know their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll start talking, and it's like, oh, shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about. And then she'll get corrected by, like, usually when they do live stuff, they have chat rooms going on at the same time. And someone in the chat room will correct her. I'm like, yeah! In your face. But anyway, that's enough dissing on Natalie Del Conte. Any other news on your end?
No, that's about it. If you lost your job, you're in good company. Nearly 2.6 million jobs were lost in America in 2008, the most since 1945. And while this picture is generally looked at as a personal tragedy, why not look at the situation this way? Fate has given you an opportunity in this short life we live to figure out what you really want to do. And this could incorporate many things, such as travel, a new career path, or the title of today's topic, going back to school. And we'll be back in a moment.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern, here on WKBR.ca.
folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all at the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Back to school.
You going back to school, Big JD? That's what you should be doing, I think.
Well, that's...
Specs Howard, School of Broadcasting.
Whoa, that's the strongest possibility. We'll see what happens with that. But so what happens if you lose your job? Is it the end of the world?
Definitely not.
Is it a door closing or a door opening for you?
Well, it depends.
I guess you don't have much of a choice but to look at it as a door opening, you know, rather than lie around on the couch and thinking that, you know, it's the end of the world. There's a lot of opportunity, I think, if
but
that happens.
But some people,
you know,
think it's the end of the world. They go kill their kids, they kill their wife, and then they kill themselves.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Like, and it really isn't. I mean, it gives you the chance to do some of the things you really want to do. And that doesn't necessarily even mean working again right away. I mean, if you have the money to get away for a while and travel or something, or something I was reading about is... you know, especially, I guess, if you don't necessarily have a family or you know, you're on your own somehow, is traveling for work. I mean, maybe go back to school to do something that you want to do and then find a job in that field elsewhere. Maybe on a resort somewhere, or, you know, some other country.
On a resort?
Maybe you want to be a masseuse somewhere, or you want to, you know, maybe cooking or something has always been in the back of your mind, something that you really want to do and... you know, it's could be a great opportunity for anybody.
Well, that's what it is. It's an opportunity, positively.
That's the way you want to look at it.
That's the way I'm looking at it. What? I didn't see the humor in it.
Well, I
didn't. Well, because I'm working right now, you're thinking, but I work for a automotive company that may not be a company for very long. Lots of automotive companies.
Do you know what you do? What's the first thing you do? Do you know what you would do?
No, I don't think I do know what I would do.
Would you go back to school? Or would you just, you know? I mean, you've graduated college.
Graduated college.
So you actually have a diploma in something.
Yeah, 24 years ago I graduated.
So maybe
college.
You brush up a little. But would you want to do something in that field? Have you given any thought to, you know, what you might do or?
I think.
In the event something happened.
Yeah, I would love to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I thought about this yesterday. I'd love to go into computer programming. I like the program. I'd like to program for the iPhone or some mobile platform.
Say the word, man. I read stuff all the time about people making a fortune, like in the first little program they wrote for the iPhone.
Say the word.
That doesn't make any.
I'm fired.
That's incredible.
Yes, I know. You can make a living for sure doing iPhone apps or just, I'm thinking mobile apps in general. I don't think you should limit yourself to a company that's only making one phone. That's for sure. But I think the mobile platform is going to be the way it's going.
Sure.
So that's what I'd like to do. Do some programming. And that would mean going back to school for me for sure. So I'm more than willing to do that. I guess it's something that I always wanted to do. I was wanting to be a DJ, but I'm doing that right now. Spinning the wax.
Wanna be a DJ.
There's no money in that, I don't think. Radio is dying, so I'll still keep podcasting, no big JD.
Yeah.
As long as you can afford the internet, we're going to be podcasting. And you're kind of thrown into that yourself without even...
Yeah, I'm in limbo with all that, but as far as the education thing goes, but... yeah, I think it's that's the strongest possibility for me is that I'll be in school probably next year for a little while. And yeah, I know what I want to do. I want to be a DJ. It doesn't even necessarily have to be that. I don't mind doing things behind the scenes. I'm into the video production and audio production, especially audio. And, you know, that's what I'll go to school for. To the best place around.
And that would be?
Specs Howard, School of Broadcast Arts.
That is the best place around, you think?
Yeah. I think it's the best place for the opportunity, because in the shortest amount of time, you're ready to be in the workplace.
And boom. What is that period of time?
It can be as little as 8 months. And it's highly respected and regarded. And so, you know, especially around these parts. I don't know about the whole world.
Around these parts.
But big name.
So we're talking about going back to school. What is involved with going back to school?
Oh, getting up early, packing lunches, you know, gawking at chicks.
Some people go back to school and they're still working.
Yeah.
Because they want to change or better their situation that they're in at the time. So they go to night school.
And sometimes it's an extension of work. You know, they have a program where they're actually sending you to school for something. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, job related, but sometimes that can be a good thing too, when you find yourself bounced out on the street and here you've just recently gone to take some courses for some things that may be beneficial in another work environment. But yes, go to school while you're working.
But yes. And a lot of times, depending on what kind of job you have or had, what you're going to school for to get a degree or whatever, your life experience will give you credit towards whatever you're working for.
And your age.
What?
And your age.
Your age will give you credit?
Well, I guess that's what your life experience, but usually age, you get something for that, being a mature student.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I think that's might be tied in with what you're saying about your life experience, depending on what you are saying.
Right,
your life experience related to a field or
related to a field. So you work 10 years in this field, so you don't have to take this class. You just jump right up to this class here and it will give you credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you went to school previously, like if I went to university, I'm sure some of the classes that I took at St. Clair College 24 years ago will give me credit.
Yeah, I know mine do. And I went a long time ago as well.
You old fogey.
Something like 11 credits or something like that I get.
Sure. It's something.
And then like 30-something towards university after specs. So it works out pretty good. I can continue to get my degree, probably a bachelor's in...
communication arts.
Yeah, communications. And take that right at specs through Rochester University. They have this whole thing. And you can actually do it at specs.
So you can get your degree at Specs.
So you don't have to go to the other campus. I get my degree from Rochester University.
Yeah,
but I go to Specs to take the course.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Physically.
Pretty neat.
It's awesome.
So we'll see what happens with that. What about advice for all this? Where can you go for advice? Besides the Jabbercast, where could you actually go for advice for?
Yeah, this is valuable advice.
You'd probably want to go to the institution where you'd consider taking the courses at and talk to a counselor.
Counselors. That's the whole thing about getting to be where you want to go. You got to go see a counselor. Even if you're a high school student, I suggest you go talk to your counselors.
Mm-hmm.
Man, do I ever wish I had a counselor when I went to high school. That's one of the biggest things I think about very often, especially now that my kids are in high school. And I see the counselors that they have at their high school, and I think, man, you really know your stuff.
But could you have done anything better than get into the auto? You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
What?
I would have went into computer science right then and there. I would have known to take my physics and
but my would you necessarily science. Have made more money doing that?
Oh, the money has nothing to do with anything. That's not. Would I be happier doing that? Yes. Would I feel more successful? Yes. Would I feel more fulfilled? Yes. More money.
You
money.
Can always say that when you look at it from the other side, but
yes, that's true.
Until you're there, I guess you really don't know, but
I think
I think that when you've had a career of sorts and then you see that, I think through life experience, you find that you could probably make a more sound decision that you would rather be doing something else, like, you know, something that you've maybe been involved in or something that you've always wanted to do. And you probably have like, you saying that now,
mm-hmm.
I think would be different than if you actually did get into that right from the beginning. You'd have done that for the last 20, 25 years and thinking, oh God, I guess got to get out of this. I just can't stand it. I'm staring at the screen all day and I'm doing this and I'm crunching the numbers behind the scenes for programs and I can't stand it. You know what I mean? Whereas now, with it being a whole new thing, it probably would be for a while too. You know what I mean? Until your retirement.
Oh, sure. I think some people always get tired of their job no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Even what people would think is like a great job, like working in a recording studio, you know, some days you go in there and it's crap musicians or nothing's going right. You'd rather be somewhere else than being in there. Everybody's going to have those days.
Sure.
But working in a factory, it's just, you know what you're in for and it isn't mind stimulating. Unless of course you're listening to a podcast on your iPod shuffle.
You learn all day.
I learn all day.
Yeah.
And I'm entertained as well, but my body is a robot at that point though. Mm-hmm. What I'm physically doing, I'm not even thinking of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I just go there and my body does whatever it's got to do. It's kind of funny when I think about it. But community college. Mm-hmm. They have just come up, or they're not they haven't been around forever. Let's put it that way. Like the community colleges in Ontario and even in the States, they're a product of adults wanting to go back to school or people who were not ready to go to university getting technical classes, as it were. Mm-hmm. And I think that community colleges or what's another name for community college? Same type of institute I'm trying to think of. Help me out.
Geez. The geez factory. Well, you're thinking of...
like trade schools, I guess.
Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
And I think a lot of those were first started for adults or people who or students who got out of high school and didn't have any... technical or physical training.
It started before that, actually, back in the day. W.D. Lowe was a tech school. You know what I mean? There were high schools around that you would actually take those kind of courses to prepare you for, you know, that field, technology, basically.
And there was another school that was in Windsor as well that did the same thing. You didn't learn much English or math or anything like that.
Shawnee
was another
Hands?
One.
Or no, I think that might have been one too. But the one out in the county somewhere, Windsor Western.
I'm thinking in the city, off Parent, and
that's Low, W.D. Low.
Oh, was it Low?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the biggest one probably. Okay. Looks like a castle. It's got those things around the top. Like
turrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Shit.
Turrets.
Oh, okay.
You wanted to swear too, didn't you? Shit. Oh boy. Where do you want to take the going
well,
back?
Another thing is that if you know you're really worried you lost your job or something like that, or you are considering going back to school, you know you can look into learning grants and loans.
Going to school for free.
To go to school, might not be for free, but you might have to pay it back. But
oh, right, yeah,
that's you know, if you think, well, I can't even go to school, I don't have any money. You know, there's always something. There's, you know, you just look around.
Yes, you will not have to pay the whole schmear if you're not working. If you're not making a steady income, typically the government will pay for you to go to school.
There are grants and loans. There are specific adult learning grants. There are. There's help with childcare costs if you need that. You know, these are all things that, you know, are going to come up. You got kids and I can't even go to school. I got kids. What am I going to do with the kids? You know, you can get money for that. Career development loans.
Career development loans.
So financial help is available. You just don't have to do the legwork.
Yes. That's what you got to do. I was talking about Mad Dog there. He worked at GM forever. Mm-hmm. And now he's going back to... he's going to school.
Yeah.
He's...
You know he's taking?
Yeah,
he's taking... chef. Culinary...
culinary arts.
Good for him.
Yeah, there's
he used to make some pretty wacky things for a crazy dude. I'd go there and he'd be making the most amazing seafood stuff, and he'd always make the his super strong salsa. I'd lose my mind even tasting that stuff.
Yes,
the sweat beads would pop out like for half an hour.
I think he made it specifically for the effect.
Yeah,
I'm not enjoying this, but I'm sure dying. That's for sure. But yeah, it's good for that. I think he was a cook though before he started at GM though, if I'm not mistaken. I think he worked.
Yeah, I think he did something. Yeah,
worked in the kitchen, which goes to show you know even later in life you can go back to your aspirations that you had when you were younger.
Sure, and as I mentioned, for the newly unemployed, seeking work elsewhere. You know, if you're in a position where you don't necessarily have to stay where you are, and it can be a great life experience and learning experience as well. You know, to get out of your comfort zone, maybe you don't necessarily live like you are, type of thing. You know what I mean? A whole new experience can open up for you. Seeking work, maybe in another country.
That's difficult, though, isn't it?
It could be, but I think if you're, you know, there's some a woman that Lana worked with at the casino, and there was she got in on working casinos on the cruise ships.
Cruise ships. That's interesting.
You know, she didn't really have the ties anymore, and I guess she just went and did this, and it was the greatest thing in the world for her. And Lana gets postcards from all over the world from her. She's everywhere, new place all the time, and she just loves it. So she works the casino. She you know, she enjoyed the casino thing and working with the people and customer that whatever it is, and that's what she does. She just travels all over now. It's pretty neat.
And it's interesting you mentioned that job because I remember talking to a guy in a band, and he had that same background. He worked on a cruise ship, but what happened? He got sick of it.
Oh yeah.
He was doing it for 5 years, and he said that he had just had enough of being on a ship all the time, always on the move, going somewhere. And he said eventually he just tired of it. He wanted to focus on being in one place at least for a certain period of time.
It's hard to think of something like that as your career, your life career. You know, it almost sounds like it's a temporary thing. Seems like it would be, you know. But like you said earlier, you know, you could get tired of anything.
Exactly. And what else was I thinking? Well, the guy who went down to Jamaica, I think,
mm-hmm.
and he just worked at a resort.
Yeah.
And he just played in a band there. And he said for the first few years, it was a blast. You know, he's, you know, but eventually you get to be like that guy in the commercial there, freecredit.com. Playing for tourists, you just see enough tourists, and mm-hmm. eventually you get tired of doing that. So it's anything you will tire of doing something, and you have to break it up a little bit. So, like you said, maybe losing your job isn't the end of the world. It's another door opening to something new and different.
Sure, I think you have to think of it as an opportunity. If you don't, then you know you're gonna lose your mind. It's your life is, you know, if you're not thinking positively, then. You know, I don't think things will be positive for you. So,
right, and it's funny that you mentioned the comfort zone that you got to think of getting out of.
Yeah,
as early as 100 years ago. I mean, how long have humans been on Earth? You know, the comfort zone wasn't even there for the majority of the population that was living on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 1 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free in iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
What a great show that is.
Why do you say it like that?
Because it's my show. I like it.
Yeah, but you said it and laughed.
I guess I just feel silly.
Why?
Promoting my own stuff.
Hey, that's what you got to do, man.
That's what you got to do.
And he's back in the game, too.
Yeah. New show should be coming up.
Show's out every couple days.
I released a show a little early last week, but that's okay. No big deal. This week on Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, we have a tune that it just seems so appropriate when I heard the topic. This one just came to the top of my mind. It's
We Don't Need No Education.
Hall and Oates, Adult Education.
Adult.
We're back.
Yes. That's Hall & Oates, Adult Education. Do you remember that tune?
No.
To be honest with you, I thought Hall & Oates were gay.
I did too. But I like them now.
So do I. What's up with that?
You know what I like? Sarah, Smile.
We had a little bit. We had the speakers cranking.
And I was Sarah. Say, and I like, what's that? Rich Girl, man. That's great. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes do that too. You're a rich girl. You've gone too far. And you know it don't matter anyway.
Yeah, they're classic tunes. But they weren't rocking when we were rocking. Like when we were.
No, we were in other things back then.
I guess. I'm not into them, but now
you learn to appreciate.
Yeah, I wonder what's up with that.
A lot more music
when you're older.
You're old.
And I'm always amazed at younger kids who appreciate wide spectrum of genres of music. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, yeah, it's cool that, you know, you're 17 years old and you dig jazz, you dig country, and you dig rock and whatever. There's some kids who are like, they don't distinguish or differentiate. Which I think has a lot to do with the pigeonholing of music. Now, it used to be you were either rock or you weren't, basically, mm-hmm. is the way it was. And then it was, you know, pop music and then rock and there was disco and then it's slowly.
There's many more genres of music now.
Yeah, it gets really, really pigeonholed. So you really can't stick into one. You'd be sticking your head under a rock by.
But people do.
By just grabbing one.
Some kids
genre.
Only like one kind of music, and that's very shallow. Being only into, you know, one particular thing.
I think I was shallow when I was like a 15, 14 year old.
Probably
kid.
All were to some degree. I mean, I liked a lot of different things that most of my friends weren't into. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess I can't really say that I was shallow as far as me. I mean, I had my favorite kind of music, which was the heavy stuff. But, you know, way back when I was into a lot of stuff that, you know, everybody thought was gay. Billy Joel and old Rod Stewart and not necessarily old Rod Stewart. Actually, the old Rod Stewart with the faces would be considered cool. And then as you get into Do You Think I'm Sexy would be considered like just, you know, not what you wanted to listen to in high school when you should have been rocking out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was into everything, really. And yeah. So anyway.
It's funny you said Rod Stewart, the Footloose and Fancy Free album.
That was a big thing, man.
It was huge. I think he probably made the most money on that album.
Carmen Appice, too, on drums.
And he
drums.
Was on drums, yeah.
And you don't really even realize who that is at the time. No. I had no idea who he was until later.
Exactly.
I don't think I had any idea who he was until his brother was in Black Sabbath, you know what I mean? Never really, you know,
right.
Beck Bogart and Appice, who's that? And I didn't know he was playing with Cactus until, like, you know, Cactus. Later on and stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you really realize what's out there and what everybody did through their careers.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's a quick ending. Right on the right. Gone. This week's tech deal. You got a tech deal?
I do.
All right. Because I was just going to talk about the whole Kindle thing.
Checking around, and this is something I've done, and you know, just without thinking, I guess, but didn't realize how big this was. Cell phone stories, writing your book on your cell phone or any other mobile gadget.
What are you talking about?
Writing on a cell phone and, you know, posting it online or writing your book on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's especially a big thing in Japan. I was reading a story about a 22-year-old who wrote his whole book on, sex and relationships through high school, kind of thing. You know, mm-hmm. when you're younger.
Yep.
And he would write when he had free time on the subway. You know. With between his, classes and things, but he wrote it on a cell phone and he'd pop up he just, you know, every time would be a sentence or two, you know, it wouldn't be all at one time really. And he'd pop it up to online, you know, to one of the social networking sites.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you know, he was getting more and more readers and people were really interested in what's coming up next on the thing. And eventually he got approached by a publisher and his book was put out and it was like a biggest seller in Japan.
So he
actually wrote his whole book.
He trickled it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Piece at a time. Sentence at a time up on a blog type thing. Social networking. And they'd read, you know, a couple sentences at a time and everybody was into it. And they ended up reading his book over a year period or something as he kept putting stuff up when he had time to, you know, it was all written with his thumbs. That's what he said.
Type the whole thing with your thumbs. Oh,
but
man.
Over time, it's, you know, it's a little different than just sitting. But I've done a lot of things with PDA or even the iPod now, but especially with my PDA of writing and show notes and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Sitting in anywhere, doctor's office, in the car dealers at the, you know, whatever. And I'm making lists and writing stuff. And I've written pieces of songs that way and used them later for what I, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or something comes to mind and you jot it down. You don't realize, you know, that they can be used for things like that. You know,
I never think.
It's just your contacts or you're this or you're that, you know what I mean? But you get show ideas and you get, you know, for us that need to jot things down a lot.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty useful. So
we used to jot.
What's that?
What do you use to jot?
Right now when I'm jotting, I find myself usually using the to-do thing in there, but I can't sync it. They're building up. So I would prefer to use something that I could, you know, I should probably use something like Evernote now. I guess you can actually make notes, you know, I guess you can write notes now. Before you couldn't do that.
What are you talking about?
Evernote. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could actually make notes in Evernote before. Maybe with your computer.
What do you mean you can't make notes?
I didn't think you could make notes in Evernote and post them or whatever.
Of course you can.
I don't think you could actually compose a note.
Positively, yeah.
You couldn't. I thought you just had to, or editing capabilities or something. I didn't think there was at some point, and then they changed that.
No. I was always able, as soon as I put it on my iPhone, I was able to create new notes, edit old notes.
Okay.
Always.
I just, I guess what I found is that the to-do thing is quicker. You know what I mean? All the time. I just go to it and boom, take my little note or whatever. Whereas doing that or the, you know, I'd have to do, well, I guess it's better in the end. I'd have to do some other work to get it after, but to-dos, I can't even get it all. I guess that's why I find it no work. I can't do anything to put it on my computer after, so.
That's right.
I guess but it would be better if I could. And the other thing is the file sharing programs on there. The file sharing program started to note and then it's saved and then somehow I have to transfer it either FTP or Wi-Fi. And I just never bothered realizing that, well, then I can transfer it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep filling up the notes and take what I need out of there later and put it into a note or something. But
so you just read it.
I have
it.
To utilize
you read
another
it
program.
And retype it on your computer.
Whatever.
Nice.
That's not good.
That's not good at all, I don't think.
I'm so busy.
Exactly. Duplication, redundancy.
But, use your gadgets for other things.
Absolutely. That's cool about that guy in Japan. Mm-hmm. The only piece of tech news, I wanted to bring up something with the Twitter. I wanted to get your take on this. You've listened to audiobooks before?
Sure.
The Amazon just came out with the new Kindle, and one of the features that they had in the Kindle was you were able to turn on text-to-speech.
So you could listen to the book.
It would read to you.
Yeah.
And it would have...
Beautiful. I do that on my computer all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that was my iChat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So here's you can pick a female voice or a male voice, mm-hmm. and there's three different speeds for each.
Okay.
There's a normal, a slow, and a fast. The American Publishers Association, there's a name for them. I'm not exactly sure who it is. I should have.
They didn't want that.
They don't want the text-to-speech because that kills the audiobook market. Mm-hmm. People are going to buy less audiobooks because you have text-to-speech.
Because you have the best of both worlds that way, I guess. I can see their point, of course.
But are people who are going to be buying the book to read it on a screen going to be the same people who listen to it?
Not necessarily.
I say probably not.
I think the choice should be there, honestly. You know what I mean? We should have the choice to be able to do anything. So they actually took it out of the Kindle?
They took it out of the Kindle. It's only been on the market for a couple of days, and then they retract and they said they're going to turn it off. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're not going to turn it off. They're going to leave it up to the writer, the person who wrote the book. If you want us to...
There'll be a way that they can have that on
this book is text-to-speech enabled. So that'll be interesting to see how many authors actually feel threatened by the textus, by the text to speech must involve.
This is a story about Bob. That's what they sound like.
Something like that. It's nothing like a. It's a professional.
They sound
actor
digital, but
doing an
real audiobook.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Real audiobooks are great. Or the real guy does it.
Or the actual
Clinton
guy does.
Read his book.
I'm listening to Alice Cooper right now, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Alice Cooper's. Did you listen to that?
No.
It's 12 steps to become a rock and roll golf addict.
Yeah.
He's funny. But anyway, so there's actors that do it. And depending if it's a fictional story, there's some guys they get in there who do 12 different voices. One guy does 12 different voices, mm-hmm. does an awesome job at it. That same book is not going to be read by a computer-generated voice the same way. I'm sorry. There's no.
Well, of course not.
There's no. I don't see the threat in having that. So I just thought. I just wanted to get your take on that.
I understand, but I think that we should be able to have anything we want and make our own choice whether we want it this way or the other way. And yeah, we should be offered everything.
We should have anything we want. I love that. Two ums in stereo.
Quote.
You want a quote?
Sure.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, wkbr.ca.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry. They have opened up a new store. No, it's not a store at all. It's a school. Steve and Larry's Fine School of Broadcast Arts.
Steve and Larry's School of Quotes.
School of Quotes.
This one comes to us anonymously through Steve and Larry. A mind once stretched by a new idea never regains its original dimensions. I like that.
Oh, my goodness.
A mind once stretched by a new idea never regains its original dimensions.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, once you've learned something, you really don't lose that.
No.
Unless it's how to play guitar, apparently.
Whoa, what's careful.
Going what's going on? What's did you go anywhere else with me?
I don't think so. I think it went on your keyboard.
Oh, remember that.
Big JD slurping some tea around. The fact that you learn something gives you a different perspective on life, I think, is what that quote is saying. As soon as you get that different perspective, you never look at things the same way again.
A mind once stretched by a new idea.
Yes.
So when you're bending the unbendable...
He has a mind
when you're,
of steel.
You're really stretching the mind, something new, a new idea, adding something to your mind and
consciousness,
enlarging your scope of knowledge, you never regain the original dimension. You're better for it.
Maybe not better
for it.
Your
mind's bigger. You're,
maybe not better for it.
Oh, not necessarily better for it.
You're just different. You're different for it.
Sure. You've added something that you can't really take away.
Awesome. I have something
unless you got in a bad car wreck or you, I don't know, spontaneously combusted or something crazy happened.
That only happens to drummers.
And then you couldn't do, you know, something you learned again. But I mean, for the most part, you keep what you learn. Even if you can't remember things, it's still there. It's always there. Isn't
yes,
that
is
something?
It is something.
The mind. It's crazy. A terrible thing to waste.
It's a terrible thing to waste. But what was I going to say? Where did you get that quote at?
Some website when I was searching for quotes. Why?
I think you should attribute it to yourself.
What do you mean? Why? Oh, why? Say it's me?
Let's say it's you. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No.
Unless it was really me.
Of course. You say enough smart and intelligent things as it is.
All right, thank you.
I think so too. If you want to get a hold of either Big JD or myself, you can go to the Jabbercast website, which is thejabbercast.com, and there you can go to the contact page and you'll find a nice little widget there. It says record a message. Click that, talk into your computer. It generates a file that we get, and then we'll listen to it, and then maybe we'll put it on air.
Fill up my inbox again with those audio.
Or you can messages. Email us at
hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
I guess that's going to do it for this week.
That's going to do it for this week. But we do want to let you know that next week's show is The In Crowd. Are you with The In Crowd? Were you in school? Not were you in school, but were you with The In Crowd in school?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Are you at work with The In Crowd? And what would you do to hang out with The In Crowd? And why is it important for some people to hang out with The In Crowd? So that's our show, The In Crowd.
Sounds cool. I can imagine what the tune's going to be for next week.
Oh, yeah. It's my week.
I know it's your week. See you next week, folks.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.